Welcome back to our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Detea along with Herb Tyler. We're at Acme Oyster House here in Baton Rouge, 3535 Perkins Road. Come on by and visit us. Also, too, if you're looking for any kind of tailgating services and for food there, Acme does that also. Give them a call here at Acme. You can talk to Jason. He can set you up for any kind of events, and so you don't have to do no cooking. Jason and the crew here will do that cooking and bring it out to you. Also want to thank our presenting sponsor, Map Construction, for our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. A little bit of Saints news. The Saints have placed safety Will Harris on injured reserve. No surprise there. Dennis Allen sort of brought that up, that would happen. But finally, they have activated running back Kendra Miller from the IR. He got hurt the first day in practice. Ain't seen him since. Now, he's been practicing for a couple weeks, but finally he is off of IR and elevated to the current roster. Yeah. And they have elevated safety Jonathan Abram and center guard Chris Reed from the practice squad to the active roster. And Herb, a little bit about that. Man, when your offensive line is messed up like theirs is, I told you before the season, we're in trouble because of the offensive line play. Didn't look like that the first 2 weeks.
Nope.
But then, man, Eric McCoy goes down and no Taysom, and then all of a sudden, poof.
Vamoose.
That go to season right there.
That's exactly right. It's difficult for me because I jumped on that bandwagon the first 2 weeks.
I told you to watch that first step.
But I'm always on the bandwagon, so I'm a Saints fan.
I'm never going anywhere.
So I get it. So now the last couple of weeks make me feel really bad because I know we're not that bad of a team. I mean, we're a really good team, but other teams are really good in the NFL as well. So any little small nuances that can take you away from being 100% can be detrimental to any game in the NFL.
Man,
on Sunday.
You found out who the champs were.
That's right.
Monday night.
That's right.
And they weren't good in the red zone. Just think if they were good in the red zone. Man, they'd have rolled up 40 points on the Saints.
And look, Kansas City always does what to us? No, not to us, but to everybody, right?
They find a way to win late.
Every game, from the first game to the last game. And they always, everybody say, oh, we don't know if Kansas City's going to do it this week. When they get in the playoffs, they're like, oh, Kansas City's back in a Super Bowl. When they get in the Super Bowl, oh, Kansas City won the game. They're done.
But that defense is really good. You can see that with Chris Jones. People say, oh, Olave wasn't involved. Well, he got targeted 6 times, but he's also getting covered by Trent McDuffie, who's one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL. And Nick Bolton, who we saw – when he was at Missouri, how good of a linebacker he was. Come on. Kansas City's winning. Their defense is so good, and you got the best player in the game at quarterback in Patrick Mahomes.
Kansas City's got what I think of as one of the top three best coaches to ever coach the NFL
ever.
Football.
So I agree.
When he was at Philadelphia, you know, he would always go to a championship or the championship for the
just never
NFC.
Won the Super Bowl. He went once but didn't win it.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, he's teetering on that, and he knows what's the next step, but he can't just quite get there. Now he's found out what that is.
Yeah, you got Patrick Mahomes. Hey, seal that deal real quick.
Yeah, and I don't even know if it's so much that. I think now he understands how to prepare these guys and how to put these guys in the best situation so they could be the great them. And then now they just, you know, I think he got mad one time on the sideline last week. He did something that was kind of out of character. But outside of you, never see him upset. He's a phenomenal leader, puts those people in the right situations. And then he knows how to finish football games. And then he allows them to be themselves. It's not like robots out there. And that's the one thing that I like about it. It doesn't look like it's all pre-planned. It looks like it's going according to plan, and it's just natural.
You know, one of the things with him, and we saw it with Coach Saban late in his career too, his ability to adjust.
To adapt, yes.
To the different generations.
Yes.
That you've coached throughout the years.
Yes.
And sometimes that's really difficult.
It is.
Because
it's called pride.
I don't have nothing in common with a 17, 18-year-old.
No, it's called pride. Yeah. And it's called, you're going to do it my way or it's the highway, right? But, you know, what happens is
you get fired if you do that that way.
The people who sustain careers and whatever it is in their field are consistently being themselves but allowing others to be themselves and then being able to understand those people and being connected and relatable, all those different things. So, and that's one of the reasons why Coach Saban got out. He said, I don't want to do that anymore. I'm done. I don't want to be this. I'm going to be who I want to be, and that's it. But, you know, you look at Lane Kiffin and you look at those kind of guys and Andy Reid, how, you know, he can – you know, he can relate to the best of the best, the youngest to the oldest player that he has on his team. And it shows. It showed last Monday night, and they're going to show again this Sunday and every Sunday from now on.
I think it was a big reason why Chip Kelly gave up the job as head coach at UCLA to become the offensive coordinator at Ohio State. I mean, I don't want that responsibility. I just want to handle my group on the offensive side. I don't want to handle the big group anymore, because there is a societal change, okay, a generational change, however you want to call it, and you got to change with them. If not, you get left behind. Okay, we in different businesses, okay?
Yep.
But it's the same way in the business world.
It's the same.
Exact same thing.
Well, you know, it's the same in anything that you do, is when you're dealing with people and when you're trying to lead people and when you're trying to be there for people. And sometimes you just have to be able to change yourself. How about that? The first thing I always do whenever someone ever tells me anything about anything, well, what part did I play in it? Let me look in the mirror. I always call it Michael Jackson. Let me look at the man in the mirror and ask the right questions. Well, what did I do right? What did I do wrong? How could I have done something different in the situation? Or was I supposed to do something different in the situation? Or did I handle it perfectly? And then once I answer those questions, then I can move on. So with that being said, I'm saying every time that the new generation comes up, how do we adapt and change to what's new? Because it's going to be new. It's never going to stay the same. Change is inevitable.
And it changes quickly. As we get older, it's a much quicker world with it. Yep. We'll be back to finish it up here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road. Come on by and visit them. Jason and the crew will take real good care of you here at Acme on 3535 Perkins Road. We'll be back to finish it up right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. We're finishing up here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dettay along with Herb Tyler. We're at 3535 Perkins Road, Acme Oyster House. Come on by and visit us. They got some great food and drink specials. Jason will take in the crew. We'll take real good care of you here. Also, too, if you need anything from a catering standpoint, give him a call here at Acme. Talk to Jason. He can take care of that. Already made a couple runs while we were doing the show over to deliver some food. So if you need that part, man, give him a call here at Acme. Save that cooking. Let Acme do that cooking for you. Also, we want to also thank 2MAP Construction, our presenting sponsor. Do a really great job each and every week. MAP build beyond. So we couldn't do this without MAP, and so we thank them. Herb, looking at this game, kind of give us a few keys to victory for LSU in this game. And I think all of it, to me, centers around controlling Jackson Dart.
That's right. That's what I was going to say. So the number one thing is to stop Jackson Dart from being Jackson Dart. And you're never going to stop him, but how can you slow him down?
Yeah.
You know, the first thing I think you got to do is you got to really contain him from running the football. Allow him. If he's going to beat you throwing the ball.
Yeah.
You know, do that. I think that's so we have to figure out on defense, how do we contain him? And then also, again, let's go back to defense, because I think that, you know, Lane Kiffin is a smart person. I don't think he's going to come out trying to chunk the ball. I think he's going to try to establish a run game, to be honest with you. So how do you stop the run game from Ole Miss? I think it's the second thing. And then if you go to a third key, though, if you want to call it the victory, is how does LSU get off to a fast start, put some points on the board, and keep going and be consistent scoring touchdowns? Because in this game, you're going to have to score touchdowns. I don't think you kicking field goals and punting the ball ain't gonna get it. Our defense is not good enough to hold these guys.
We talked a little bit about this in the segment we did with Lee and Herring, but I think Xavion Thomas plays a big part in this game.
Yep.
Because of his return skills, especially in the punt return game, where we saw him a couple different times, man, he was close to breaking it out. Didn't make that big breakout run, but we've seen it a couple different times. This may be a situation where he gets a shot against Ole Miss, and that could be a game changer in a close game.
Well, Thomas is one of those guys that's electrifying, and if he can get something going like that, that would be outstanding. And I think that him coming from Mississippi State, having a true bad taste in his mouth for Ole Miss, I think he's going to be looking to probably take one to the house. Now, you turn around and you say, okay, even if it's not a punt return or something like that, I think just him getting the ball in his hand in open field, in open space, and making something happen, I think he's going to try to take one to the house for sure.
The multiple tight end sets, I think we will see a lot
that
tonight with Tre'Davious Green, also Kate Pimpton, to team up with Mason Taylor, because you sort of short-sheeted at the wide receiver position because of the injuries.
Well, here's my thing. Why are you not doing that now? Regardless of who's there and available.
Especially in the red zone. That's where I would
go. You can do it at any zone. I mean, these guys are untouchable. I mean, you've seen – let's take an example out of Andy Reid's playbook.
He used four against the Saints.
Exactly. So, I mean, it didn't matter where it was at. It was all open field, short yardage, red zone, whatever it is. So, it's you know, let's be a little bit creative. Let's understand our ability or availability of the people we do have, and let's try to go out there and be unconventional. I mean, it's okay to be different.
Yeah, the other thing, too, is if Trey Thomas plays in this game, I do know who his offensive coordinator was for a little while at Louisiana Tech, Joe Sloan. So Joe sort of knows a little bit about Trey and what he can do, what he can't do real well. But, man, you talk about a playmaker, Trey Harris is that. He's a big-time playmaker. Now, again, health-wise, is he 70%? You know, who knows? But I'll take his 70 over a lot of people's 100.
That's right. Well, you know what? Whenever you got a guy who always wanted to go to LSU.
And now, he always wanted to.
And he comes back here. It doesn't matter what percent health he is in. He's always going to give 100%. And he's going to want to do the very best that he can to show LSU why they should have offered him a scholarship.
You know, this is back-to-back years, and this state has turned into wide receiver state. But Keon Coleman sort of said the same thing. He's from Opelousas, goes to Michigan State, then he goes to Florida State, and then, you know, he was a second-round pick at the Buffalo Bills. And now we're seeing it here again with Trey Harris. And I think we're going to continuously see it because of so many really great athletes that are now playing wide receiver in the state of Louisiana.
Yeah, they're going to go off and go play somewhere else, which is okay, but we need to keep most of them here. And, you know, the biggest thing for us is we're proud of those guys. No matter where they go, no matter where they play, we're proud to say that they're Louisianians. And whenever they come home to play against LSU, we're going to boo them and all of that stuff. But when they go
play, we're going to cheer them if they play somebody else.
That's right. Exactly right. That's how that works.
That's it. And at halftime, Texas with a 21-3 lead over Oklahoma. And a lot of Oklahoma's issues, I'll be honest with you, Herb, they self-inflicted wounds. I mean, they got gunshots. They don't have enough Band-Aids to hold it out. They have really kind of messed this up because they actually kept this game very close for a while.
Yeah, they did.
And then now Texas's offense kind of rolled. They missed a field goal at the end, or it could have been even worse.
That's right. You know, it's one of those things where sometimes you just can't get out of your own way, and that's Oklahoma. And for me, they've been that way, you know, for quite some time. They just don't have it. But Texas is a team that you can't make mistakes against. They're too talented. They have too good of a coach, and then they're playing at Texas. So this is not the game where you make mistakes and implode from the inside.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting as the season goes along for Texas is how they handle the weight of the crown.
Yeah.
Of being number one, and because somebody's going to catch you in this schedule.
Yes.
Somebody's going to beat you here.
Yes.
And you know it. I don't think anybody's going to come out of the Southeast Conference without having at least one loss, and I think for most teams it's going to be two or more.
Well, I think the biggest thing for Texas to me is not so much how do they handle the crown, but when they do have that difficult game, what do they do next? Not so much handling that particular game, because I think they can win it. And they're going to probably have a loss. But then again, there's nobody else, too. Like, who else is the next guy up? Who's the next team? You know, is it Ohio State? Is it Alabama?
We'll find out about Ohio State tonight.
That's right. You know what I'm saying?
When they play Oregon.
So who is it? And maybe they are the big boys on the block, but that doesn't mean that you just automatically win every game.
How much did this game as a player mean to you when you played Ole Miss? Because you heard it from guys that had played this game before. Maybe not necessarily in your background, but other guys haven't played it. Man, you got to beat Ole Miss.
Yeah, it means a lot. It's one, again, it's a, the next state rival. It's a, you know, it's a neighboring state. A lot of people that I know went to Ole Miss, but always wanted to beat Ole Miss. They didn't recruit me either. So a little you know, a little something there. Because, you know, I was an all-state receiver, DB, punter, kick return, kicker, all that stuff. I wanted to miss the interception when I was at Carl in junior high. Had 9 interceptions when it was on the strike. You want me to keep going or you want me to just?
Man, if I wouldn't know no better, the accent's different, but I'd swear I'd be working with A-Bear again with all these accolades. Herb, great job again.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. Thank Luke Augusta, also does a fantastic job keeping us rolling each and every week. We'll send it to the LSU Radio Network. Thank you for listening to our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show.